So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mr. Sam Amico joins us on the fan hotline. Hello, Sam from HoopsWire.com.
Sam, how are you?
Hi, gentlemen. It's been a while since we've talked. I feel like Philip Rivers coming off the bench or coming off the couch, I guess.
You've been retired for 4 years and you have 10 kids?
I was going to say you're a grandfather?
Nice.
Well, I'm getting all the way close to all that stuff, I guess.
So Dan and I were just kicking around NBA expansion and all that a little bit before we get into the Cavs. Seattle, Vegas appear to be the teams that are sitting there waiting to get the NBA team that Adam Silver has said we're going to announce in 2026. Any other place that you think would be a better fit than Seattle or Vegas? Because I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. I think that, you know, Seattle to me is the obvious pick. That's been almost 20 years now since the Sonics left. And, you know, I felt the same way when they left, when the Browns left. I'm like, that's like a franchise where the fans are, you know, so passionate and really seemed ingrained in the city there. So I think Seattle's the obvious choice. You know, Las Vegas, I guess, used to be a non-sports town in terms of having teams, and now the NBA is the only league that doesn't have a team there. So, and they're doing summer league there. They do their NBA Cup there. So, to me, that makes sense, and it sounds like the commissioner just coming out saying those are the two places that, you know, lead the pack.
Sam, do you believe that the league is in a place talent wise to support two new teams?
No. You know, I think that there's, don't get me wrong, there's tons of talent. But to me, when I look at the end of the benches sometimes, I just think, do they really need, you know, two more teams? I don't know. I just, to answer your question, Dan, I would say no. I don't think that they really need. I don't think, you know, when you look at franchises, and more than talent to me is when you look at franchises like Charlotte or Memphis and some of these other teams that don't really draw well, although Charlotte's attendance is up this year, I just don't see the need for two more. And I don't know, you know, this has to go through the team owners, and I don't know that they're going to they're going to want to share more revenue. So I don't think it's a given. That said, would love to see the Sonics and Seattle have a team again.
And as if the NBA needs more partying, a team in Vegas just fits, right?
Yeah, you can't go wrong in Vegas as far as the league is concerned, and clearly all these other teams have either moved there, or the hockey teams, an expansion team, so seems to make sense.
So the Cavaliers are sitting here at 15-13. They're the only team in the second apron. They're putting up the second most threes per game in the NBA and have the 28th shooting percentage on threes in the NBA. A lot of things not adding up right now, Sam. Well, how does it strike you?
Yeah, that's, to me, we've been saying it during this past month or so, with 7 of the last 10 that they've lost. It's just, to me, they look, I don't even know that the shooting's a problem, but I don't even know if it's their biggest issue. But they're clearly settling and taking threes way too early in the shot clock, and I'm not sure why that is. Whether that's a player thing or a coaching thing, and if they think it's okay and they're going to start making them, I don't know. But to me, they're not locked in. The intangibles element of it is really hurting them. You know, just the little things, the boxing out, the loose balls, the other team getting offensive rebounds. The turnovers, those are all lack of focus things. And I don't know, it's hard to tell why that is. But, and the defense, I mean, the defense has been very, very soft. And, everybody knows the Bulls like to turn your misses into a track meet. And that's what they did last night. The Cavs just kind of let them. So, I don't know exactly. It's not just one thing when you're supposed to be a contender and don't look anything close to that. I think it's multiple things that are stacking up. But certainly, like you said, Jeff, the shooting is very questionable, the shot selection.
Sam Amico joining us. You can read him at hoopswire.com. Not to mention, Sam, it feels like we're going back to the old clog toilet offense every so often, where four guys stand around. Donovan Mitchell dribbles, or he dribbles into a three, and then in the fourth quarter, it's like, okay, Donovan, save us. We're just going to kind of hang back and hope for ourselves. And it feels like a lot of effort is being exerted by Donovan Mitchell to win games in December, and I wonder what that looks like when you hit late April.
Yeah, you're right. It's not sustainable. As great as he is, he's the one guy you never have to question, not just effort, but productivity, and that's not something that's going to lead to great success. And I would think they would know that. But you look at last year when they were starting 15-0 and going all those 12 game winning streaks. It was five guys operating almost as a fist, and now it's almost going way back like Michael and the Jordanaires. It's just not been very cohesive, I'm sure.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Injuries play a role. And guys, I wonder, just from going in the locker room, to me it seems like they miss a George Yang or a Tristan Thompson because they don't have anybody. And let me tell you, I love the guys in that locker room. I've never enjoyed last year covering a team as much as I did. But they don't have that player in the locker room anymore who's going to call out guys. George Yang used to do that all the time. He'd call out Donovan Mitchell. And, you know, hey, Donovan, you're shooting too much. And Donovan would be like, oh, okay, you're right. You know, so they're missing that voice. None of the guys in the locker room today have that voice. That's not Donovan's nature. He's more of a build-you-up guy. And I just think you need to hear that stuff from somebody other than a coach. And right now, they just don't have that player in the locker room who's going to tell his teammates, hey, pull it together, because they're all nice guys and they're all soft, but not super soft spoken, but they're all not the type of guys to call you out. So I wonder if they're missing that a little bit.
That's interesting.
Sam Amico from HoopsWire.com joining us. HoopsWire.com. You can read all of Sam's coverage of the Cavaliers and the NBA, and you need it, it's there at hoopswire.com. We haven't heard the words core four a whole lot this year. Is that because it's not the core four anymore, or just because we're not hearing it anymore?
I think it's probably because, you know, it's hard to include all four guys in that right now. Well, you know, I mean, it, as we just said, it's been kind of the Donovan Mitchell show, and Jared Allen's been in and out of the lineup, obviously, with injury. Darius Garland, same thing. Evan Mobley now out. Even when the rare occasion they had all of them together, it still wasn't cohesive. And I think that's probably a bigger reason behind it than the fact that people got tired of it. I think it's just, well, it seems like we have the core one, and occasionally one other guy, and sometimes that other guy is Jalen Tyson. So just early in the season, there's not been necessarily a four-headed monster, so to speak.
Sam, does your gut tell you that Kobe Altman sits tight, is patient, lets this group get healthy and take another run at it? Or does your gut tell you there's some kind of tweak that's not just minor on the way this year?
My gut right now is telling me that he's going to, you know, wait to see if this corrects itself. Because here's the good news. There's 50-plus games left, right? And all it's going to take is a winning 6 out of 7. And you're feeling good about yourself, and you're a game or two out of first place in the East. You know, it's not like anybody's really running away with it. Yes, Detroit, I think, is, what, 21-5. So you just need a winning streak to feel good about yourself. And you don't have to do it until March. You know? I mean, you can continue to play slightly above 500 basketball, put together an 8 out of 10 winning streak or, you know, stretch in March, and you're right there. And that's ideally what you want to do. You don't want to go 15-0 and then fade after the All-Star break. So I think that there's, you know, that said, there's not going to be much more patience with this, what we're seeing now. But I my gut says, I know if I'm the GM, I'm like, yeah, it's bad. It's not been great lately. And let's just ride it out a little bit more and see where we go and not be fanatical. And if we feel like we have to make a move, we have until February 5th. So I do think these next 4 weeks will tell us a lot about what direction they'll go. Now, obviously, we know they're somewhat limited because of the salary cap rules.
Do you think that kind of a move would involve the coaching staff, or do you think that kind of a move would involve the roster? or both?
Roster. I find it really hard to believe they would make a move with a reigning NBA coach of the year at this point. I think from everything I've heard or know, I don't think anybody views it as a big Kenny Atkinson issue right now. At least not in the Cavs front office. And to me, it's like they would have to get bounced. This would have to continue throughout the season for them to get bounced in the first round for them to consider a coaching change. They would have to be pretty bad. The roster to me is what they're looking at saying, you know what, we're seeing the same issues now that we saw with the previous coaching regime. So that's probably not just coaching. It's probably a roster issue. So, again, I can tell you they're not panicked by any stretch. It's we're not playing well. If we're not going to play well, this would be the stretch of the season where you want to not play well. And, you know, we have 5-6 weeks to get it corrected if we have to make a roster change. But right now they're just looking at it like, we just got to play better. We got to sharpen it. We don't need to panic. We need to sharpen things up. And I think that's probably the smart call when you consider the Indiana Pacers started 11-15 last season and made it all the way to game 7 of the finals. You can't read too much into what's going on right now.
And there's a reality check, everybody. Sam, thank you very much. Hoopswire.com. Hoopswire.com. You can read all of Sam's work. Thanks, buddy.
You're the man, Sam. Thanks.
All right, guys. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Talk soon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.